Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Let's Talk TEFL podcast. So I'm Jackie from ESLSpeaking.org, and today I'm going to do a bit of a solo episode about St. Patrick's Day activities. So I'm releasing this podcast episode just a few days before St. Patrick's Day in 2024, so I hope this finds you in a timely fashion for a fun holiday lesson. All right, the first activity I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about seven activities. So the first one is candies in a jar. So it's not a lot of educational value, but if you want to create some excitement and have some fun around St. Paddy's Day in your classes, this is what you need to do. So get a glass jar and then fill up the jar with green candies and then count the number of candies as you're putting them in. So it can be like jelly beans, it can be little gummies, like chocolate little foil wrapped things, whatever you can find at the store that kind of has a St. Patrick's Day theme. Put them in the jar and then count them, and then seal them with some tape or just however, put a lid on it, and then bring it to class. And then I let each of my students in the various classes have one guess. And the student who is closest to the actual number or gets the actual number, they get to take the jar home with them and have all the candies. So one quick tip is don't give them to the students, or don't give the candies to like the students during the class. It will create chaos. So send the student home with it at the end of class and your class will go much more smoothly. So this can also be an idea that you could do with your school and have kind of a school-wide thing. And maybe your school could even pay for the candies, which would be ideal. All right, the second St. Paddy's Day activity is task-based learning projects. So there are a ton of task-based things you could do, but one thing that I really enjoy is to have a holiday theme. So I put students into small groups and they each have to pick a holiday. So I'll usually like get students to brainstorm some ideas, and then each group would pick a different one. So like Christmas, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, Halloween, whatever holidays are in their country. So then the group has to do some research about the history of the holiday, how it's celebrated around the world, maybe some food traditions, whatever you would like. And then each group has to do a little presentation about it. If you want to make it into kind of a more comprehensive project, each group could do a little PowerPoint presentation or a poster about it. So it's not explicitly about St. Patrick's Day, but in the spring is kind of a nice time to do it because there actually are quite a few holidays. Cinco de Mayo, Easter, St. Paddy's Day, that are all kind of around a similar period of time. Ramadan. So that's a nice one to do. All right, the third idea I have is running dictations. So this is a really nice activity for kind of generating some excitement and some fun in your class. If you have a sleepy Monday morning or a tired Friday afternoon class, I recommend doing this. So find or write a little conversation between two people talking about maybe how they celebrate St. Paddy's Day. Like they have some green beer, they go or they wear their green clothes, etc., etc. And write down the conversation and then cut out each line on a separate piece of paper. And then before students come to class, tape those separate pieces of paper around the classroom, kind of at equally spaced intervals, so the game is fair. And then put students into pairs. One pair has to stand up and they go around and they read one paper, what like the line that's on that one paper, and then they come back and then they tell it to their partner who's sitting down with a pen and paper, and that person sitting down has to record what that person says. And then the person goes to the next paper and they come back and then the person sitting down writes it down. So they kind of, I usually will tell students there are 10 pieces of paper on the class, so make sure you have 10 pieces, and students don't have to go in order. I put it like in a random fashion around the classroom. But I always give the advice, like keep track, don't just go random. I recommend going in a circle so you don't get confused about where you are. And then once students in that pair, they have those 10 sentences, they have to put the conversation in the correct order. So I don't make students like write out the whole conversation again, but they can use numbers like 1, 2, 3, 4. And when they're done, they put up their hands and I come check. And then the winner is the person or the team that has it in the correct order, and then with only a certain number of errors. I usually say you're allowed to have like 3 mistakes or something like that. So that is a really fun activity that can be used for any topic, and it really is nice for generating some interest in some. Okay, the next idea I have for St. Patrick's Day activities is picture prompt. So students have often kind of heard about St. Patrick's Day, they've maybe celebrated it, they've maybe studied about it in another English class or in a textbook they've had. So you can get a picture with a bunch of like St. Patty's Day symbols, like maybe the shamrock, green things, people wearing clothes, green beer, kind of some Irish food, the Irish flag, whatever, just something with a lot of St. Patty's Day symbols in it. And then I put it up on the PowerPoint, and then I get students to kind of shout out what they see. They could say, I see green beer, and oh, the people are wearing green clothes, and it looks like Irish food, and I think that's the Irish flag, and that kind of thing. So that's just a nice way to generate some interest, and also helping students to activate their prior knowledge about a topic before jumping into your St. Patty's Day lesson. All right, the next one is just a really fun thing to do if you can kind of get the whole school involved. It is a St. Patrick's Day door decorating contest. So this is nice if like the students have a homeroom that they belong to, and so they could choose how they want to decorate their door. They could do a bit of research about what St. Patty's Day involves, and they could just like decorate their door, and you can have a little contest. I like to get the principal of the school, or maybe the secretaries or the janitor, or just whoever, someone who's not a teacher, or a couple people to come around and then award a little prize to the winner. So if you have a bit of a budget for this kind of thing, a really nice prize is like, I think, for example, a pizza party or an ice cream party or something like that. And kind of going along with that, if you want to just do it at the class level, is I like to do cookie decorating. So I will usually make shamrock cookies at my house, and then I'll bring them in, and I'll bring some green icing as well, and then I'll tell students to bring in some candies that they want to decorate. So we kind of pool all the candies together, and then students can just have some fun decorating and then eating their cookies if they want, or a cookie. All right, the next one is a song or chant, and I am not musical at all, but that is not a problem because YouTube has all the things you could possibly want. So just have a look at St. Patrick's Day songs or St. Patrick's Day chants, St. Patrick's Day karaoke. There's a whole bunch of things you can search for, and you can for sure find some gold on there. And if your students love singing, I taught in Korea, and students are all about karaoke there, so they would really enjoy kind of learning a song and then singing along with it. All right, the final idea I have for a St. Patrick's Day lesson is to do a limerick. So this is for more advanced students. So we would look at some very simple limericks and kind of learn the structure of it and the rules. And then I would let the students have a go at writing their own very simple poem. You can put students in groups if you want. They can do it for homework. It's quite a fun time. It's a bit challenging for anyone except the most advanced students. So I don't really recommend doing this with the beginners or even intermediates. It will lead to some serious frustration. However, for the highest level students, they might really appreciate and have a fun time writing something kind of different. That's not like, for example, a 5-paragraph essay. They're probably tired of that, but writing a poem is kind of an interesting and novel and a little bit of a new thing you can do. All right, so that is it for my St. Patrick's Day activities. You can have a look at all the information for this show at eslactivity.org/podcast. You can see all the other episodes, all the show notes, all the links. And you can also have a look at the rest of the website, eslactivity.org. And there are activities and games and lesson plan ideas for just about any topic or grammar point that you could imagine. So have a look around, and I'm sure you'll find something useful. There's also an article with lots more ideas for St. Patrick's Day activities, and I'll put the link in the notes for you. So that's it, I think. And please be sure to leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. Okay, until next time. Bye, everybody.